I've surrendered. In fact, I've joined in. You can hear us howling. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just The Microphones, Great Ghosts, live in Japan, which is exciting, because that's not here, and Japan is pretty exciting, I hear. Anyway, this is now Mantis Cabinet with your host, me. My name's Alex. I sit in this chair. It's quite comfortable, and I play rad music. This is what I've been doing for the past year, every hour from Monday to Friday. No, every an hour per week on Monday. And that happens every week because Monday repeats itself. So we're going to start with some really cool tracks. And you know what? I'm just going to play this because this track is awesome. This is by the band Wires Under Tension. Their album came out last year, Light Science. If I can get it to work, but this is the track Position and Hold, and it came out, that whole album's really good, and I believe it has members from the band A New Silent Corporation, which is also a really good prog band, but anyway, this is Position and Hold. We'll be right back.
44. Contact 9, got a bike to get.
See you later, Sister 44.
Okay, so for those who didn't notice, that was actually two songs, one after the other. The first, as I said, Wires Under Tension, a duo from South Bronx. I don't know where that is. I assume it's a little bit south from the North Bronx. Still, don't really know where that is. Less, I don't really care. For those who will find themselves in Spain or Italy in the next little bit, as in the next month, there's plenty of they're playing around there. So not only would it be great to go see this band, but I reckon it would be kind of cool to go see a country that is verging on financial ruin. So it's like two birds in one stone. You get to go to a country which is like, oh my god, shit's gonna hit the fan, and then you get to see a band. I would be pleased if I didn't have school. So for those who don't have school or don't really have anything that's pulling them away, go to Spain or Italy over this next month and go catch them. But anyway, then the track after was Apostle of Hustle off their most recent album, which isn't all that recent, Eats Darkness, which is a sweet album, really freaking good. And yeah, it came out, 2009. That's what I thought. And that is the brainchild of Andrew Whitman, or Whiteman, I forget how to pronounce it, who's also a member of Broken Social Scene, who is awesome and just played on Saturday at the Malkin Bowl. It was a really good show. I did not have a ticket, and then a friend of mine called me at like 3 p.m., and he's like, dude, I'm really sick. I can't go to the show. And I'm like, oh, that sucks. I don't know. And he's like, yeah, but you can have my ticket. And I was like, holy crap, best day ever. So I went, and that was phenomenal. They were really good. And so, yeah. So I was inspired by his guitar playing and his showmanship to re-listen to Apostle of Hustle, which is an awesome band, and I thoroughly recommend it to anybody, really. So, moving on. I have dimmed the lights in the station, except for a lamp with a green light shade, and it makes for a very eerie look. But that's okay, because I'm going to play a bunch of ambient stuff, which would make sense for a dimmed light atmosphere. So the first track I will play is by an artist called BC Ranger. I'm like 90% sure he's not from BC. I remember looking this up, and then I fully forgot about it. But nonetheless, he just released an album quite recently, which is untitled, and has four tracks labeled 1, 2, 3, and 4 in Roman numerals. I think it's 5, actually. It might actually have 5 tracks on it, but they're all labeled with Roman numerals. And this one is 4, and it's bracketed called A Soundtrack to Unexisting Drama. Excellent. So we're going to listen to that, because it's a good track. And yeah, I hope everyone enjoys it. Thank you.
The Vancouver International Film Festival is back, September 29th through October 14th. Celebrating 30 years of outstanding cinema, VIFF 2011 will screen some of the best films from around the world in a 16-day extravaganza. Be sure to check out The Girls in the Band, a bebop documentary uncovering the startling history of female jazz musicians and all-woman big band music, and proudly sponsored by your comrades at CITR 101.9 FM, and The Family Jams, a lo-fi documentary about Devendra Banhart, Joanna Newsom, and Vetiver's 2004 North American Tour, sponsored by the good folks at Discorder Magazine. For locations, showtimes, and everything else you could possibly want to know about the Vancouver International Film Festival, visit VIFF.org.
Yes, so for those who like movies and films and international things, check it out. I have my roommate brought a pamphlet of a bunch of the movies that'll be screened, and he left it in the bathroom, so it's a great like bathroom read. Like, oh, what kind of movies are around? There's a lot of cool ones. There's a lot of weird ones. Weird ones. Actually, a lot of the weird ones are like from all these like Japanese and Korean directors, and it just sounds really weird. But that being said, I'm sure it's going to be stellar, and you should go if you have nothing better to do. So if you're the kind of person who's deciding to whether go to the Vancouver International Film Festival or go to Spain or Italy and see Wires Under Tension, I'd do the latter. I will probably do neither. So if you do, I will vicariously be living through you for either one. So we had just listened to an ambient track. Hopefully you were in the dark and you were imagining yourself floating through time or space or both. And yes, it was dark here. So BC Ranger, not from BC, he's actually from Ukraine, and he was a guy who tried to play in a bunch of different bands and was like, screw this, I'm gonna sit in my room and make my own ambient tracks. And he did. And so that was his first album. And as I had thought originally, and then I went back on my word, there's only 4 tracks in that album. Super good. I'm pretty sure you can download it from his Bandcamp pretty easily. I don't think he's gonna trying to make a lot of money off this stuff. But nonetheless, he's got a few. This is his most recent release, and it is untitled. But I do believe he's got one other one that came out earlier this year, also with 4 tracks, and I have yet to hear it, but I may do so in my spare time. Yes. So moving on, in other news, I have this beard, which isn't the biggest beard, but it's a beard nonetheless. It's the biggest beard that I've ever had. And recently, I conditioned it because I didn't know what. Do you shampoo a beard? So I was like, well, I really want a soft beard. So I think I might just start conditioning my beard just to make it really soft. And I don't know if anyone else has experiences with shaving, I mean, with conditioning or shampooing their beard or other body hair. But I just thought I'd throw that out there. For someone to ponder. If you don't condition your beard, why not? I mean, if it's big enough and you really want to keep it, might be the thing to do and make it like really soft and not so itchy. And then I also thought that if you were to shampoo it consistently, it'll smell better. And I was like, there's no downside to that, is there? So that was my thought of the week, really. Is about, should I, continually condition my beard and spend money on conditioner for it? Kind of interesting, kind of not, depending on how interested you are in beards. I've always had the question that for someone with a really, really big beard, like a really long beard, when they go to sleep, do they put it over the covers or under the covers? And then does that get uncomfortable? Do they switch every once in a while? If they put it over, can they not turn as much? If they put it under, does it get, like, really hot? And I don't know. This is what I think about in my spare time, which I think is really interesting and really relevant to my life and really to everyone's life. We should all be wondering these things. But I can totally imagine if you've never really thought about that. But for those who are recently inspired to think about such things, a la how beards work, either if you have a big beard and you're like, oh, wow, I really need to put more thought into this, or if you don't have a beard and you're like, ooh, this is really interesting, whether you're prepubescent or a female, you're like, well, maybe I should really attempt to sympathize with beard owners, beard wearers, beard growers, beard sporters with beards, and really think about it. Anyway, I've said beards way too much. It's starting to lose all meaning. We're going to move on to a band called Felperk, or it's probably one dude in his basement again. He just released an album called People Use Drugs. And so first and foremost, yes, they do. Anything from coffee to meth and Advil and nicotine, all sorts of drugs. What else is a drug? You know what? There's a lot of drugs. People use them. This artist apparently picked up on that and released an album about it. This is a title track off the album called People Use Drugs. And this came out just recently. And this is a long ambient track. So, while you are sitting pondering about beards and maybe drugs, depending on what you're pondering about, you should definitely listen to this. And go!
Thank you. Timber Production wants you to see Neon Indian, October 4th, at Venue Nightclub. This Texas electropop band are touring to support their upcoming new release, Era Extraña. Non-Scientologists Calm Trues will open the show. Doors are at 8. Grab an advance ticket online at ticketweb.ca or venture into Red Cat, Scratch, High Life, Beat Street, or Victoria's Ditch Records to secure your spot. Neon Indian with Calm Trues, Venue Nightclub, October 4th.
And I would like to remind everyone that you are listening to, in case you didn't know, CITR 101.9 Vancouver is campus radio. It's pretty cool. There's people like me who play rad music. I'm just going to use the tag badass for all the music that I play because I'm just sick of attempting to genreize music. So now, that was badass of the genre badass or awesome. Those are my two adjectives that will describe all the music that I listen to. And how do I know that all the music too I listen to is badass? Because I define what badass is. So it's circular, but it works fully. So that was Felperk. It is like post rock. They're from Hungary. They're from a specific city or county or designated area of Hungary. It says the name in their bio, but I could not pronounce it for the life of me. It's like Zombatheli. I don't know. I don't know what that, like, I probably butchering the pronunciation. Actually, definitely butchering the pronunciation. But they come from a play, it's like S-Z-O-M and then a bunch of other letters. But anyway, that was rad. They've got a bunch of releases out, relatively unknown, I would assume. I don't know if there's many like prog and post rock bands that are like super well known nowadays, but these guys are really good. You should check them out. So up next is band from France. We're sticking with the Europe theme here, although much more well known than Felperk is M83, and I don't know how like terribly ethical or anything this is, but I came into their new album, which isn't technically supposed to be released yet, but it's not officially, but it's been leaked, and I think like everybody knows it at this point. And they're coming to Vancouver November something or other. I have two tickets sitting on my desk at home. Couldn't tell you what day, but November, where they will be touring to support this album, which has yet to come out, but has been leaked. And then if it's been like a leak that they did, kind of like, I don't know if it counts. Anyway, this is a track off that album. Maybe I just won't say what track it is, just because maybe I won't, you know what? Maybe I won't even say anything about it to not get into ethical tangles. But anyway, this is off an album by M83, which has... Yeah, which might not even really exist yet. So we're going to listen to it and see. This, maybe it's like time travel right now. We're going to go into the future. Rad. I like time travel. I wish I could do it more often. Not so much, though, now that my time machine's broken. Anyway, M83, they're really good. I saw them in Toronto. They blew my mind. I will go see them in Vancouver, and hopefully they will blow my mind again. I like getting my mind blown. Yes, I do. Anyway, M83.
Touch its skin, you can feel your body change. becomes red and red becomes blue. And your mommy suddenly becomes your daddy. And everything looks like a giant cupcake. And you keep laughing and laughing and laughing. Nothing is ever quite the same, really. And after you finish laughing, it's time to turn into a frog yourself. It's very funny to be a frog. You can dive into the water and cross the rivers and the ocean. And you can jump all the time and everywhere. Do you want to play with me? We can be a whole group of friends, a whole group of frogs. Jumping into the streets, jumping into the planet, climbing the buildings, swimming in the lakes and in the bathtubs. We would be a
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Okay, so that was an awesome little advertisement because, or public service announcement, or whatever you want to call it, that says CITR charts reflect our music taste. While on the one hand we are all music lovers, the other hand, then you get shows like mine, or maybe just mine, where I just play the most random crap ever, which never makes it on the charts, most of it. M83 probably will. Apostle of Hustle has probably been on charts. The track I just played by Twin Shadow, probably on some charts. I doubt Felperk or BC Ranger, Wires Under Tension, or most of the other crap I play has ever been on any chart of anything. So while that's really cool, it's super alternative, like super duper alternative. It's like alternative for CITR. Ha, that's really funny. Anyway, nonetheless, so we just listened to Twin Shadow, which isn't necessarily all that new, but really good. He's coming to Vancouver on the 28th, which is this Wednesday, playing at the Biltmore. Super exciting. The 28th is also the Jewish New Year, which is cool for all those who are Jewish and or into various New Year celebrations. So that's a side note. Also, I just realized Dream Theater is playing on the 28th. And we at CITR have a bunch of tickets to give away that no one has claimed. I'm not a huge Dream Theater fan, but like I do have a prog rock show, and Dream Theater should fit in there. But nonetheless, so we will be giving these tickets away. It is at the Queen Elizabeth Theater. So essentially, I'm going to play a song, which is not Dream Theater because they're not on my playlist today. I had no idea. But if you want to win Dream Theater tickets, and yeah, for you and a guest, shoot me a phone call at 604-822-2487 while this next song is playing, and pretty much they can be yours. It doesn't look like this has been a very popular show with the DJs here. Nonetheless, so the song that I will be playing during this is by a band called Glass America. They are from Massachusetts, that state with a lot of S's and T's and CH's in it. And anyway, they're quite good. This is off their most recent album called Darkly. I thoroughly recommend it. And yeah, so if anyone wants to win Dream Theater tickets, like, holy crap, that's pretty cool. Then, yeah, give me a call while this next song is playing, 604-822-2487. But this is not Dream Theater. This is Glass America.
Thank you.
and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just Glass America with their track Swell off their recently released album Darkly. So we had one person call in and win Dream Theater tickets. That's awesome. They're going to enjoy the show, I hope. It's really cool that we're giving away those tickets. But anyway, so I have like 5 minutes left in my hour, and it's, you know what? I've played like seven songs in 50 minutes. Perfect for a prog rock show. Like, well, if it was up to me, I'd be able to play just like three, but I think people would get choked if like 15 minute songs and they're like, won't this end? But anyway, these songs do end eventually, and most of them are quite awesome. I think they're all awesome, but I can see if someone disagrees. But anyway, so like reminding you, Dream Theater on Wednesday, you could probably just call in tonight or tomorrow and see and hopefully win these tickets. I don't think they haven't been accounted for yet. So they're up for grabs. Twin Shadow is playing on Wednesday at the Biltmore. What else is going on? M83 is playing in the future. Shindig goes on tomorrow. And for the next at least month or two, and that is a Battle of the Bands that CITR puts on. Good stuff, very good stuff, and you guys should check it if you're bored on a Tuesday night and want to see some bands battle it out. Not physically, they just each have sets, and it's not a real physical battle for those who are a little